This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars. Settle down, bitches! Yeah, we back in the building. It's Race Wars. I'm still here holding us down. Jew Kurt. He's called him. He's not really Jew Kurt, but I call him Jew Kurt. He's dancing for other Jews in L.A. still. So,
get
I'm
that
here
money.
Working.
Lucky him.
He's being a real Jew out there.
Some real who's
making
who's,
money.
Some real who's who's of the Jews. Yeah, making money. So we got a packed house in here. So, I mean,
hey,
so, Jenny, go ahead and introduce yourself. It's your first time here.
It is my first time. I'm Jen Letterer, motivational comedian.
Motivational comedian. Everybody boo.
Yes. That's right.
So many questions.
You motivate,
right? Don't you got some questions about
that?
Motivational. I think I'm the opposite of that.
You and every other comedian.
Yes.
I stay seated.
Trying to take the motivation away from people.
Yes, I get it.
Because people are awful.
True, that. Okay. I'm trying to fucking change it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm trying to do something over here.
Okay.
Do you see the world out here?
Yeah. That's why I just make fun of them and go
what
home.
What is happening?
I go home and mind my business. The world gonna be the world.
True.
Scope?
I'm Chris Scope. I'm a regular comedian.
Okay.
I hate the world, basically, so I'm the opposite of Jen, but we're here to have a good time. I'm here to talk about the struggles of being a white male.
Ah.
And, you know.
Finally.
All that comes with it. Yeah, it's hard out here for me.
Did you get a haircut? You got a haircut.
I went to the Dominican barber.
Okay.
And he just started, do my beard. And then all of a sudden he just started doing my hair. And I was like, I guess I'm doing the hair now.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop him.
He was like, I'm going to fix this whole
thing. Yeah. I tried to go poppy, tranquilo. That's all I know. But he was watching the soccer. It was toast.
And I was like,
oh, yeah. I was like, it wasn't that bad, though.
That's good.
No, yeah, it wasn't that bad. I was nervous when he was doing it, though. I was like, oh, fuck, this could be bad.
But
you didn't just get up off the chair? I mean,
what?
You could have left.
I mean,
someone started cutting my hair.
I could have, but I'm
rude.
Also a passive person.
He's
so
passive.
I'm just like, oh, fuck. I can't be like, oh, no, stop it. I'm like, I hope this works out.
He was on guilt. That's white man's guilt right there.
It really is.
White man's guilt.
I just had to hope for the best. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
I would have left.
Yeah, no, I don't want confrontation.
I would have left.
No, especially a Dominican barbershop. I'm good. I'll take the heat.
You just figured this man been through enough. You don't need to hear your critiques on a haircut you didn't ask for.
He's still 90 miles an hour, and his junk ball is terrible, but
poor thing.
Now he has cut hair.
But it looks good.
Thank you.
Jared?
Wow, Chris, I thought I was Jewish. my name is Jeremy Schaftel. I'm a stand-up comedian in New York City, but I grew up in Baltimore. And
yes.
I also edit for Lorne Michaels and Jerry Seinfeld. I do production stuff.
Okay.
Ooh. I've made some sketches for Funny or Die.
Nobody knows
she's got
who
way
I am, more important.
But I'm trying to talk myself up a bit.
We got
to
sweep up these names he's dropping over here.
You guys.
Who's all these Jews you
name? Nobody's going to talk for me. That's the problem.
Now, you grew up in Baltimore there?
Yeah, I grew up in Pikesville.
That's right. I went to college in Baltimore.
That's right. Well, I went to Morgan. Yeah,
that's right.
All right. Nice.
What you doing down there?
I mean, I've been, I went to film school here, so I've been here for like 10 years. So
okay.
I've been here almost like, I'm 29 now, so I've been here almost as long as I've been in Baltimore.
Down there, yeah.
Yeah, so different, new Jews.
New Jews.
New Jews, similar faces.
Okay.
Same face. New Jews, same face.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is America. I'm Christina Hutchinson. I'm a stand-up comedian and co-host of Guys Who Fuck.
That's right. That's motivational.
Yeah.
Shit.
The female Viagra. That's what I call it.
Okay.
Then it gets chicks who listen to it horny, and then
they ready to fuck.
Yeah, and then couples will come up to us after the show, and the dude will shake my hand. I'll just be like, "Thank you."
Because they brought out the girl up.
Yeah,
out
the... and the girl wants to fuck.
I got laid after one of your show, Corinne
really?
Show. I got laid after the show. It's, the girl hit me up on Instagram.
If you ever want pussy, come to one of our shows.
Yeah.
And say you know us. You're done. You're in.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get to the. Wait a minute now. So what? You bring the girls out of their box out of that?
Yeah.
And it helps the boyfriends out because
they
don't know how
they
to speak to
them. Fuck. Yeah, we
they
get them
They do talk a lot about
fuck.
Sex. It's good. It hypes the crowd up.
Yeah, we got to come up with a dating app because people...
You really should.
Yeah, a lot of babies would come out of that dating
app. Oh, man, it's great.
Yeah.
And you got laid at one of these shows.
Yeah, I did the Corinne show and then like a couple... Like the next day I got DM'd. And she's
that
like, you're
that's
so
a sex
funny.
Move, DM'd?
Oh, yeah. Yo, once you DM saying you're funny, I'm like, oh, it's she wants to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, who's going to DM for no reason?
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you're funny. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, and then you just start talking, and then at Sunday, I got laid.
On a Sunday.
Wow.
God's
Sunday,
Day.
Yeah.
On God's Day, you have to get laid.
Andre,
Andre made it.
What's up? Sorry, I'm late.
So un-Asian of you to come this late.
I know.
I ran here too.
We were talking about it. people said some bad stuff about you.
Yeah,
yeah, we're at the grocery bags and the beanstalk.
Wow, you just
Wow.
He's Jewish, so go in.
You gotta push me out of the way so you can take up my seat too. That's part of the deal.
These two are friends, though. That's how I got a friend on the show through Andre.
Oh, you don't
seem
like
good friends.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Steve Marshall Jr. So this is this is good. So
where's his roses?
Bruno. Bruno, where are you coming from?
Come from Queens.
Okay.
Yeah, so it took a while.
Yeah, that's where they are over there. They over there in Queens.
What part of Queens?
Forest Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they over
way
there.
Way out there. With the Jews.
Okay. Oh, can we call? Yeah. Okay, we, yeah, I guess we, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
We have a caller?
Yeah, we got a call. Who's calling in now, Beth?
Shit.
We're taking calls.
We got Tim Black calling in from D.C. So let's see. We're going to see what Tim Black, and what does Tim do? Tim hosts a political show, and I guess he wanted to say something, get something off his chest. Let's see how this sounds. Come on, put him on. Is he on? Can he hear me?
Yeah, he's on. What's up, people? How y'all
there
doing?
We go.
Yo.
Yay.
Tim Black, you sound just like your last name, motherfucker.
What's up? What's up? What's
there
up?
We go. You gave me a good barbershop laugh. That was good. We got a packed house in here, brother. How's it going down in D.C.?
Hey, man, it's hot as hell, man. It's like, this is crazy. It's like a cookout. I'm standing next to the grill, man. It's humid. It's nasty. It's sticky. You know how it is. The white tea is stuck.
Okay. Now, you grilling right now?
No, it's just hot as shit out here, man.
Okay. Now, what you fighting for? What kind of black justice you fighting for? What you?
Shit. I just want to kill all the stupid shit that's in the media, man.
Like, okay.
It's everything is jacked up, man. There ain't no, I'm not a social justice warrior, but like,
thank you. I don't want to speak to no SJWs.
Huh?
I hate the SJWs.
Oh, for real?
I hate them.
Yeah, man. You know, man. Some people, they mean well, bro. They do mean well. They just, it's just, they misguided.
Okay.
I like how understanding you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's real talk, man.
Now,
a lot of people mean well, man. They just, you know, they watch MSNBC and they watch CNN or they watch Fox News.
Right.
And they just get infected now, like zombies.
Now, Tim, you're not a Trump fan, I'm going to take it, from your voice.
Nah, man. Nah, but you know what? I don't have Trump derangement syndrome. Like, I realize we had problems way before Trump showed up.
Okay.
Know? So, like, I'm
that's
not
fair.
On that.
That's fair. A lot of people try to act like he created all these problems. We've been putting kids in cages. Everybody knows that.
Right.
Nobody?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Like, I like to say, people act like
is it a joke?
What'd you say?
We would skip a hand in hand, holding hands. Everybody would skip a hand in hand like a Benetton commercial. And then Trump showed up.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, babies were falling from the sky, and lightning and thunder and shit. Yeah, that's what they think, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you know.
So where are people supposed to get their news? Because you listed all the places I like to get mine.
There you go.
Yeah, I listen to CNN, not Fox, but where's the one that's the least biased?
You got to listen to
where's
all of
the
them.
Less,
Twitter.
Less bullshit.
Yeah, Twitter. Facebook.
Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, that's right.
For the memes.
Snapchat,
but
I
I'm
go
just
for my
following
news.
CNN on Twitter.
Snapchat tonight.
Get it from me. That's where you get it from.
We get it from Tim Black?
Tim Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you get your news? Like,
you're the trusted source?
You're on the field or, like, on the scene?
Yeah, we are in the field. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But what it is I'm not, like, I don't have a corporation telling me what to say.
Ah.
So, like,
you're not controlled by the money.
Like Sherrod and Kurt, you know, like, they say the real shit.
Thank you. We try to keep it 100.
It takes longer to dig through all the garbage.
Right.
But, like, I'm not a Trump supporter or a DNC supporter, so I just call it straight.
Right. And how do you feel about that Hillary character who tried to fool us with her foolishness, locking brothers up?
Because that's what we should be talking about.
I mean, she sickened me.
She just won't go away because people won't let it.
Because she was the last one to run. It's like just like talking about, you know, who your boxing champion. Or, you know, talking about the person who just lost until that big biggest fight come up. And we didn't have that election yet, so we're going to talk about Hillary.
All right, all right.
Well, you voted for Hillary, didn't you, Jen?
What? I did.
Whoa, so did I, because I gave my dead mother my vote.
How could I not?
My mother had just died, and I knew I couldn't
vote for her. She's fucked up in her life. But...
So I gave it to my dead mother, my vote. I came real close to
Bernie. You did it in honor of her?
I would have voted for Bernie.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I hear you.
I would have Bernie'd
it
up.
Did you vote for Bernie in the primaries?
Nah, I don't do primaries. I'm independent.
Okay.
I let y'all settle out the monkeys, and I'll say, not this monkey. Not that monkey.
He comes for the main event.
Not this monkey.
Yeah. You show up at the end. Yeah.
But soon in New York State, we talked about that with Sal Albanese, that they're trying to make it so you can be an independent and still vote for the primaries.
Yeah.
And everybody can vote for everybody's primaries. And I think that'd be that's a good idea, personally.
That is a good idea.
I like to vote.
100% idea.
Yeah, who'd you vote for?
Damn, you got a great
Why
voice.
Are you so nosy?
Oh, thank you.
I'm a nosy person.
Listen, I voted, okay?
I know
that's
you did.
The important part.
I can see.
I don't really give a shit who you voted for. I give a shit that you voted.
That's true. I voted for Sanjaya. So am I
you
good?
You wrote it
I'm
in.
I'm good.
Never forget.
It was Clay Aiken all the way.
A vote's a vote. Yeah, so what do you like Trump? Or how do you, what do you, what's your angle on all this Trump stuff, Jenny?
Oh God!
Dude, I want to understand how this, like everything going on, affects your comedy. You're a motivational comedian.
Yeah.
So how do you motivate through all this?
He's a great baseline.
Okay.
Of like what not to do as a human.
Okay.
He's what happens when you don't evolve past like 3 years old.
So you're saying he has arrested development?
Sure.
It was a great show. So why can't he be a good president?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's solid as a show.
Okay.
But you don't think he did anything right so far in his presidency?
Listen, luck and right and making shit work for you. He's a guy from Queens. He knows how to get by.
Yeah,
Queens,
Andre.
Baby. Queens, baby.
Queens.
So,
Queens
in the house.
Everybody just appeared in Mets jerseys.
If game in the system is right, yeah, he's right.
He knows how to game the system.
Yes, and he celebrates that about himself.
Ain't that the American way? Ain't that the way you're supposed to make
he
it?
He has a lot of people agreeing with him.
Yeah.
He has a lot of people being like, well, what else, though? And that's where it's like, yeah, exactly. What do we do beyond this?
Okay. Jeremy, who you vote for?
I voted for the woman. A nasty woman.
Last.
Yeah.
Plus, we didn't really have good choices.
I actually had a family, like my cousin, who was my roommate at the time, worked for Clinton Global Initiative.
Oh.
So this that was a devastating blow to the family when the news came in and those numbers. I was sitting at home. I was calling people. I was like, listen, man, I know that you're on your way to a victory party, but it's not looking good out there. It's like, what are you talking about? And I just sat in, and I thought when you leave the apartment after the results came in,
it was scary.
Like, I just passed, like, some guy in the street, and, like, none of us could look each other in the face. It was like we had some weird, like, Brokeback Mountain experience that none of us could talk about. I was like, listen, we live in Gowanus, and that's just our lives, and we can't tell our significant others.
So you were home
during
the election? You were home when the results?
Yeah.
Oh, I was in a theater full of Hillary balloons.
Oh, my God.
Oh, were you?
And the DJ just left.
Yeah.
The DJ left and stopped playing.
I was on a couch.
That is so great.
I was
that
on a couch great. With my girlfriend, and we were both in all white because, you know, the night started real high.
Started great.
By 1 a.m., we're crying, eating the tacos, just a mess.
We every woman woke up that morning and was like, this is our day. We're going to be on top.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just went from really exciting.
America was like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah,
no, it, was
no,
not
it
your
wasn't.
Day.
They pushed us off the bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend the next 11 hours crying because you just Benghazi attacked my heart.
I thought it was great. I predicted that Trump was going to win the whole time.
Yeah.
Predicted it.
There's a lot, you know, driving the country, a lot more Trump signs than there was. Like, I would say 10 to 15 to 1, I would see Trump signs over
easily.
Hillary.
If you played the road as a comic, you knew what way the wind was blowing.
The side of every barn had a Trump sign on it.
Oh, yeah.
Every barn in Pennsylvania.
Okay, Ohio, so all Trump signs.
Is the wind changing at all, or is he going to do
it
again?
I don't think so. I think he's going to do it again.
He's going to do it again?
No, really? You think he's going to get elected again?
Who's going to go up against him? Who you got?
Any other human.
Tim, what do you think? Tim, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, he's still here?
I forgot he was here.
Yeah. You think Trump's going to get in another? Because I think he's going to get in another term.
You know what, dude? It looks like that. It looks like that definitely could happen. Trump is strong right now. I think it's because he's not really a Republican or a Democrat.
Nope.
He's like something else.
And
he's another animal.
But you know, he's like, giving them what they want. in the courts.
Yeah, yeah.
The Americans?
I think Trump is, he's riding on that wave of populism, man, where people are just like, what about us?
Yeah.
Like, what about us? And that's what's working. That's what's popping, man. People got hurt under Obama, and they didn't recover. And I know it was like Bush and Obama, like the housing situation, Wall Street, all that. It's kind of screwed, you know, kind of mixed together whose fault, who you going to blame. But, like, Trump came out and he said, hey, we're going to make America, for Americans, and people were filling that message, man.
Yeah, nationalists.
Basically the same message Bernie had.
Yeah. Yeah, but Bernie was like, let's stop helping every other country around the globe and concentrate on ourselves.
Bernie's ideas were like way better, though.
What?
Bernie's ideas were way better.
I mean...
But the Trump supporters, though, I think they hold on to him out of ego now. Like, you can't even
Trump
talk.
Trump had that thing, though.
But they love him
unconditionally. People don't
want to
talk about that thing. He had that pop.
He has that charisma.
He's very devoted fans that will never not like him no matter what he does.
But he... just as a comic... The motherfucker came out there.
He knows why he's losing them. Yeah. Knows how to close.
He came out there like a roast battle.
He was snapping on little Ted.
Yeah. He read the room.
Oh, Jeb. Yeah. Nobody likes Jeb. Boring Jeb. It was like, this nigga is killing.
Yeah. He was killing.
And then a Roseanne thing. They was like, oh, only Roseanne. Then he called the fucking big pig. And it's like
the timing
was impeccable on this motherfucker.
He could speak.
He still got it.
He could joke.
It's like a pro wrestler.
He's tough to follow. Yes. Can't follow.
Did you see his rallies, y'all? Have you seen this guy's rallies?
I've seen those fucking Klan rallies. I've seen them.
And there's like the one black guy, and you're like, why are you there?
I went there because they have good food. That's why I was there. Mind your business. Let me make a good fucking truffle. Listen. Yeah, his rallies always seem more fucking pumped up. Hillary's shit was tired.
It was basic. It was just so boring.
I think because the Democratic Party tried to push Hillary on us. And like we owe the Clintons the fucking presidency. Like all these stupid families, the Bushes and the Clintons. We love to suck a family dick, don't we? As a nation.
Well, also her health was deteriorating, remember? She was like passing out. Yeah. They were like carrying her.
She did a lot of popping and locking before she got that van. Remember that?
Yeah, Trump like eats McDonald's and is fat. I mean, he's not staying around a lot. Yeah, he is.
But he wasn't passing out.
I think if Hillary had better zings, she would have got it.
She froze.
She was too nice.
I wanted her to do more during the debate when he was following her.
I wanted her to treat it like a roast battle.
Just her being like...
Yeah. Even her appearances on SNL were...
I wish she would have hired comics to write for her.
It was like, boo.
Yeah.
Well, they ran her like a man. They needed to run her like a woman. But she's been inside of that... system for so long that probably would have felt alien too.
She
so
started doing really the same it. Man fucking stupid yeah. thumb. Yeah. Nah, nah, nah. It's like, bitch, be a human being. And here come Trump fucking loose as a goose.
Kept the Rodham in there too, man. Let's just let us forget a little bit about that other last name you're carrying.
Yeah. Now they say they feel like they're going to try to push Chelsea on us.
Okay.
No, she's not interested.
They're going to try to push Chelsea on us.
Do you think Cory Booker is going to run? Like, there's a couple people that I had in my head.
I don't know. Corey's like the... He we dated
fight.
Some of the same women, though.
Really?
I know stories about Corey's.
Good for him. He listens to guys. He told me he listens to guys we fuck. I'm like, you're the coolest.
He's a good dude.
I hope you're our president.
But, you know, whenever you have a date in life and they can go through it... But maybe Trump changed all that now. Because he even...
No, there's going to be some Snapchats of next presidents that are going to be fucked up. Yeah, just a dick pic of a Snapchat.
Yeah, it's a dick pic,
you know, unless it's unsolicited or the person didn't want it. Like, who cares?
Who truly
the right filter,
wants
who
it?
Cares?
Yeah.
Who truly ever wants a dick pic?
I have, for the first time recently.
Okay, recently, but you got several before then.
Nah, not really. I don't got a dick pic sending vibe, I guess.
Okay. Black? White?
That's fair.
White.
Red it over?
Nice?
Yeah.
Face included?
No, that's the key.
That is the key.
Yeah, I took naked photos for the first time in my life. I'm like, yeah, no face. Corinne told me that. She taught me that.
Oh, yeah.
Never go face. Yeah, always deny. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no
always
cash.
Deny.
There's
deny.
No trail back.
Exactly.
I put a fake tattoo next to my penis just in case. Yeah,
so
but
you can see
sketch
the size
it in.
Scale?
It's a long process when I do.
I just go on Google Images.
Is it for like the size comparison?
Was
like
it a ruler?
The tattoo can look really big on camera, but the dick will look even bigger.
It was a TV remote control tattoo.
Like tiny furniture.
You should do an inner thigh ruler.
Shiraz penis.
I just go on Google Images and I save it and then I send it.
Oh, as yours?
Yeah. She's not going to know.
That, he won't know. Unless she meets your penis face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that won't happen.
And she's like, ah,
way to believe
you look nothing like your picture.
We'll get that far.
I mean, if you're leading with a dick pic, probably chances are you're not going
to. Yeah.
No, I wasn't leading with it. Oh. It was a joke. It never happened.
It's like, I met you on the subway today. Dick pic.
But we can leaning get with it.
Or you just hand them out like
it.
Flyers.
Or sometimes there's no pic and it's just dick in my face because that's happened.
Wait, what?
Just sounds inspirational.
Mushroom stamp.
Wait, listen.
Inspiration.
Okay, so I was selling comedy tickets on the street. In 2009,
you deserved
someone
it.
Whacked you with their dick.
You brought it on yourself.
And there,
the front lines.
Listen, I love to just dive into wherever the sharks are.
Right. Obviously.
But it was a group of fucking businessmen.
Always.
Okay.
You know
Japanese.
The time.
It was when
the ESPN zone was still around in Times Square.
Oh, Times Square, yeah.
And it was March Madness, so they were there all day, in and out, watching basketball.
Yeah.
And right. They come out and surround me at the end of the day, and they're like, all right, we're going to get these tickets. And I turn around, the guy's like, I got him, and he just has his dick out.
How was it, soft or hard?
What the fuck? It was on its way.
Was it
half chub?
Oh, okay. Wait, ESPN.
On
half
its chub. Way. I saw it grow.
ESPN March Madness, Dick Vitale?
Listen.
Well, here's the thing. No man.
Any dick pics?
No man's gonna take his dick out if it's just soft. He had to work it
you
up.
Gotta
so
get, you gotta get a chub. You gotta get a little. Yeah.
Okay, so that's good background.
What'd you say?
I guess.
Were you like
pretty ambiguous?
Ew.
Whose side we're on right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm on the fence.
I froze. I just froze. I was like, what in
this
the
broad
hell?
Day?
Moment.
Broad day.
Broad daylight, and you know the cops are only around.
I would have grabbed it
if you're smoking weed or
right.
doing something you shouldn't
okay.
be doing
right.
on the sidewalk. And the police department is
right
there.
Yes.
And I could. There was no one around. I just froze, and I was like, okay, so this
was
is
it
my life.
Was it a former athlete? I thought it's a former athlete thing.
Is it what they do?
Yeah.
I thought it was a white guy thing.
It was a white guy thing. I was thinking
white former athlete. That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot there
I can
those.
Confirm yeah. this man was definitely not a former athlete.
It was Dan Marino.
He was a white dude.
Current golfer.
Only black dude who would do that is a homeless black dude.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It sounds like a homeless maneuver.
And he wouldn't have even meant it. You know,
yeah,
he was just
like
my
this.
Bad.
Yeah. He's trying like, to I live here, bitch.
Sorry.
This
my
is my
home.
Train
get out
call.
My house.
Got Pete.
How old y'all get my hotel room? He's on the sixth train.
Yeah.
So he took it out. What did you do? Did you yell for help? Did
no,
you
I
point
didn't
and
yell.
Laugh?
No, none of that. All of the things that you want to do in the moment, you think about 20 minutes later. I froze.
Oh, you should, yeah, because you should have said,
like,
that's it.
And just, what? Yeah, all the fucking yeah, one-liners so came
like,
in.
Ah, I should have sucked
in the whole next 24 hours, I was yeah. like, oh, that would have been and that would have been. But no, I froze and just walked just blankly for like 10 blocks.
Yeah.
Well, yep, that was great.
Did he buy any tickets?
No, they didn't even buy the fucking.
Could you legally mace or pepper spray somebody who does that
in the penis? I know. Ooh. A girl you gotta pay for. That.
Open the eye.
I can't believe you. Yeah,
just take a WD-40 can. And go,
that's see, weird. That's a good comeback.
Yeah.
What did WD-40. The other? That's right. What did
the
other
guys?
Guys
didn't say shit.
Were
it
they laughing?
A, they were. Listen, my memory is foggy, honestly, of the entire moment.
I bet
but
you
no
you,
one did anything.
If you ask them, they'd be like, well, that's kind of his thing. He pulls out his penis.
Yeah, you know, Greg. He
pulls
out
penis Bob.
Dick.
Yeah.
I was going to say Paul, but yeah.
It's like yeah. Bachelor Paul Party. Penis. Remember yeah. Bachelor
Paul,
Party?
I'm Paul Penis.
Nick the Dick?
Yeah.
Remember Nick the Dick had
SNL next season. I
that's
promise
so funny.
You.
Paul
Dick in a fucking hot dog bun.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, is it a foot long? And then some. And she kept pulling it. And then she realized it was his dick.
That's
like
a great bedtime
trick.
Right?
Yeah, a little dicier.
That's and Tom wish... Hanks at his best. Yeah. You know, respect Tom
hey,
Hanks
he's
films.
Tall.
I wish that was the moment that I could say, and I realized I deserved better, and I found another job. No. It was like 4 more months.
Wow.
Gotta say, I'm not feeling very inspired right now.
Also, I had no interest. I had no interest in being a comedian at the time. I was just doing that job.
Is that what did it?
And what?
I'll do it.
Nope, that was 2009.
Oh, okay.
And then later. So, I don't know. I've just been dancing around the city doing whatever.
A penis out in the daytime?
Yeah, not for me. No thanks.
No
that?
Thanks.
That's a lot of
no
confidence.
Yeah. Who is that? Matt Lauer? Yeah. Who pulls
no,
his
I think
dick out
I
in
think
the
that's
morning.
A guy who hates his dick.
Really?
And he just pulls it out and he's like,
listen,
you
Lauer,
please Sherrod, love me.
I don't want to add race to the conversation, but
add
sometimes
it.
You need an even tan. Okay?
Okay. You yeah. think his penis
no,
is
no, you never get your dick tan.
Summertime, been out in the sun, you gotta let the ladies see the daylight a little bit.
Maybe he was just out there tanning and you happen to turn around into it.
Yeah.
No.
Could be a European tourist.
Absolutely. Let's what? Just make let's victim blame guys. That's
yeah, no, it was that. It was his fault.
I think he could be right.
It
could
was
be
his
your
choice.
It was Louis C.K.'s fault.
You gotta engage every part of the conversation.
Did he not tip?
Including the soft show.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
That's all I was fucking looking for, but no. Had to get the whole thing.
Did you give it a hard stare, like a 1-2, or is it like, oh my god, and right away?
Because first you got to register what it is. Yeah, yeah. You're like, I'm not looking at this.
It was an unfortunate pause.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't go back to it. Is your first thing, is that a dick? Like, what?
Yeah. Your entire reality is trying to figure out what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, where
the dick could do that to you.
Yeah.
Women don't ever shock men like that.
No.
Do they?
But men shock men. First time I saw my father's dick, I fucking lost myself in it.
But has a woman ever like done something so foul or cruel or rude to you?
Yes.
Do tell. Yeah. Yes. Whoa, you are still angry about
it. Is it possible to like insult you guys?
I don't know if this is appropriate for this podcast. But
it's called Race Wars. Yes.
All right, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and I carry it with me every day. It haunts me like a...
Talk about your battles.
Build up.
So I was at the DeKalb Avenue stop in Brooklyn, New York. Are you familiar with the platform?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is about 4 p.m., Tuesday like today.
Right.
Nice weather. 4 p.m., not thinking about really where I'm going. Got some time to kill.
Okay.
Waiting for a train. There's this homeless woman who...
Nice.
She's wearing like one
homeless
of those.
Homeless go hard. They go hard.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
They got nothing to lose.
You're in my house.
She's wearing like a nice onesie, a little floral pattern. And she, I'm just staring, daydreaming into space. And she bends down, hikes up her skirt, and lifts up her asshole so it starts puckering in my field of vision directly. It's blinking at me.
Yeah.
Like the fucking, like a Venus flytrap.
That's the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Wait, no, I'm not done yet. Okay. You, I am about one third of the way.
I hope she shits on your feet.
That's pretty up there.
How far are you away from the asshole right now?
Not far enough.
I'm right there.
You're
like,
okay.
Like, is she with the butthole, like,
it's
if you're
very,
there?
Because it's puckering. It's like a convex lens into my soul. So it's ambiguous in terms of how far away it is. It could be directly in front of me.
Right.
Or it could be like, you know, 300 feet.
Right.
It's difficult to say.
Big range. Yeah.
But it's taken over my world.
It's one of those posters that you looked at in college. Yeah.
Oh, there's
stoned.
A jet. Oh,
is it moving?
Did you find the image?
Wait. So it's me and her butthole are pretty much eyeball to eyeball.
Right.
And I'm thinking like, well, this is the thing. That's the main event. And then she immediately starts to sashay and pivot toward the train track.
She better shit.
And projectile diarrhea'd harder than I've ever seen anybody projectile diarrhea before. Wow. I'm talking like she cleared the gap. Okay?
No.
Wow.
Yes.
Good for
I
her.
I shit you not.
What?
Do you have comparison diarrheas to confirm that?
Well, as soon as the diarrhea happened, I started to look away, and I just had to like live with it every second of every day.
I have seen that video. I saw that video of the girl sneezing and shitting on a wall.
I've seen that. Yeah.
So that's the worst thing that's ever happened.
But here's why it was so bad.
Okay.
Let me explain why it's such a that's such a debilitating place to be because there was no. Hey, excuse me, guys. Sorry to bother you. You might want to look away for this.
Well, of course not.
Right? It was my most vulnerable
state.
This
isn't about you. That moment was my most vulnerable.
I have seen shit coming out of human assholes on the subway so many times. I've seen guys masturbating a lot of times. I've seen guys with really gross dicks take them out on the subway.
Like what? Mm.
So
you hang out at the DeKalb Avenue stop more often than I do.
No. This is all in Manhattan. That's why I'm like, oof.
How long did you live in New York before this happened?
9 years.
All right, so you've been here long enough. Take a shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Been here long enough to see a homeless lady shit.
I'm sure there's a homeless lady, right?
Usually the anticipation aspect, I can look away when I need to look away.
Right.
She caught me off guard.
Was it hot that day?
It was, yeah.
But here's the thing, Jeremy. If you could go back to that time right now and look away, you probably still wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Because you know what? Sometimes there's trials and tribulations you have to deal with that shape your character.
Yes.
And that was one of those.
Buddy, if you would have recorded that.
I don't know if I'm better for it.
You might have went viral if you recorded it.
You would have gone on World Star if you
recorded that. Yeah, you might have recorded that if you went viral. You
Next
went viral.
Time. You learned your lesson.
You got to be really comfortable in yourself to just shit like that. I wish I had it.
Zero
I had that
fucks.
Kind of like zero
That's
fucks.
What zero fucks looks like.
Like zero chill.
Yeah, I can't shit when someone's next door to me in the stall.
Really?
I can't do
it.
I squeeze up. I squeeze up. I can't do it.
You can't go back for
a haircut. It's
hard. Yeah.
It's hard to try to squeeze it out. I can't.
I can't be hearing someone shit and fart next to me, and then I do. I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do this.
That's why I didn't go to the army, because I just.
When I hear other people fart in the bathroom, I laugh really loud. So immature.
No, no, I'll laugh.
I'm like, you farted.
Why would you laugh at people?
Fart sounds are so funny. No, they're never not funny.
I'll laugh if I'm like at a urinal and someone's farting in there. I'll laugh my ass off. Yeah. That's hilarious. But if it's next to me and I'm trying to squeeze one out and he's like outdoing me, I'm
now
like, fuck
you. Now
you
can do it too. And it's fine.
Well, it's battle shits. Get out of here.
Battle shits.
It's hilarious. Yo, so something happened to me last night. I wanted to get your opinion on. I keep forgetting this guy's on.
Oh, no, Tim's on. Yeah,
Tim's on. Keep
how you doing, Tim?
Tim, you hanging in there?
What's up, people? Yeah, we're good.
What are you
still
doing
barbecuing?
Right now?
How do you feel about battle shits, Tim?
Yeah,
please?
Battle shits. Like, do you shit in public stalls?
Yo, we had some of that in D.C. I mean, it's pretty nasty. People do crazy shit. Yeah. This guy's recently showed up at the Metro butt-ass naked. And, it's on YouTube. And then he starts fighting people. Like, he just sucker punches a dude for no reason.
Because he got the up. Like, you can't wrestle with a naked man. You can't win that fight.
No.
His dick's going to be on you somewhere. So you might as well let him hit you and run from him.
Yeah. No, so...
Go ahead, Andre.
What I was going to say, last night, so I was at a show... And I was with another comic.
That's going to be some racist shit. I already feel it.
Because remember last time I had that story, I told that girl I was talking about to listen to it because I lied about my age. I'm 23.
Let's tell a real quick recap of the story.
Yeah, so I went through to this bar with a really pretty girl. She's like 27. I told her I'm 28, whatever. Because I'm 23, so my age kind of cock blocks me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm getting kind of sick. So I just lied because I'm like, whatever. And we were going through some, people were like, talking to me and just saying racist shit to try to impress her.
Yeah.
And,
they were saying racist shit to you to
about
impress
about
you?
About him. About him.
Yeah, like they'd be like,
that's so fucked up.
Fucked up. It's comics really fucked
or regular people?
Just regular people.
Regular people.
It's a relationship on a lie.
Like trying to like call him out on a racist tip, trying to, because this girl's cute, so these guys are acting like dicks around like fucking bros.
Like they'd be like, what's your name?
Christina.
They'd be like, Christina, where are you from? And I'd be like, Queens. And be like, no, where the fuck you really from?
Oh, God.
Like, and I'd just be like, dude, I don't even know you.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what I'm trying to say is she listened to the podcast and she's like, huh, it was a good episode. Didn't know you were 23, though.
Yeah, that's a big lie. That is a big, I will say you can pass for 28 because you are Asian, but if I found out you were 28 and not 23...
Yeah, she Caspered me.
I feel like
a 23
pedophile.
And not 28.
She ghosted me.
She ghosted you on
that.
I'll
do it.
No, you ghosted yourself.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You set yourself up for that.
What, you can't lie to women no more? Yeah. What kind of world is this?
No, you can. You can, but we'll find out.
Just don't
get caught. Don't find out.
Yeah. The rules you'll fucking changed. Admit it on a fucking podcast and then ask the person to listen to
right.
it.
You gotta know. If you tell her to ask, if you tell her listen to the podcast, you got it in your head.
You
gotta
know.
Oh, shit.
I forgot.
You gotta call the editing guy. Like, edit that part out.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. I would have had it pulled.
Yeah. Andre, edit.
I don't know if you know this,
Sherelle
but
helped you.
Yeah, these are hot mics right now. They record.
They record everything.
Yeah.
No, so last night I was at a show with another comic. I don't want to say his name because I don't know if he wants me to say it. But after the show, there's these two pretty black women and, they were all like hitting on us and they were like, what are you guys doing? We go outside. They're like trying to hold our hand, and then
right.
I'm like,
Jesus!
I'm like, so where? Guns. I'm like, so where are we going? Because we're in like Times Square, Times Square, like 3 in the morning.
Right.
Oh,
no. Just
I got a couple.
That's
places.
Just a sad moment.
I got a couple places you should be on there, but
you can whip your dick out.
Jim Norton taught me about it.
He knows the good places.
No, so I'm like, where are we going? They're like, 86 in Amsterdam, and I was like, oh, they got a room. So we go take a cab up there, and on the way up, they're all talking like a big gander. Like, oh my God, we gonna be making babies. Like, we gonna blah blah blah. We gonna have a baby in a year. Like all this shit.
Whoa. What are these fucking two Nicki Minajs?
How old are they?
I don't even know.
Okay.
They're probably like 52. Mm.
But here's the thing: we told them my friend is 24.
Okay.
And I'm about to be 24 in like a month, and then
they're like, yeah.
They were younger or older than you guys?
They were definitely older. But okay. We told them our real age, and they're like, you lie. Why are you motherfuckers lying? And, you know, they're doing that thing. And I'm like, all right. And then
I like how that voice out of a black girl gets you hard. Yeah. You lying, motherfucker. You lying. It's like, y'all got a room? Let's go to that room. Because I like
this. They sound like
this.
Captain Beefheart.
It's brutal.
So we get to the room, and it was at the Belmont. Okay. Upper West, I don't know. Yeah. And then the room is literally like the size of that couch.
A New York hotel.
No, listen to me. No. These girls are fucking prostitutes.
Yeah, they're expecting money.
So that's what I was getting to.
You didn't.
That's what I was getting to.
First of all, I knew they were prostitutes at 3 o'clock in the morning, Times Square. I was like, yeah, they're like, prostitutes.
They want money at the end of the day.
But they were at the show. And then we go to the room, and then she pushes me in the bathroom. My friend and whatever, they're doing whatever. And then we're making out. And then, you know, she starts touching down there, so I whip it out.
Nigga, down there, what are we, 13?
Your dick. She starts touching your dick.
Would you please help him?
I'm trying to, you know, the
you could say the words.
The sponsors. I'm trying to, you know, I don't know about the sponsors. I don't know what the deal is with the sponsors.
Penis. She started touching your ding ding?
Yeah.
Your wee wee?
Your ding ding. Your penis eater.
Your hot dog?
No, so she, you know, she starts touching it, and
you can't even say cock. Tell the story.
I'm trying to
say she touched my cock. I
you
dare you.
You better say it right
she
now.
Touched
be,
my cock.
Trying to be respectful to
tell
the ladies.
Tell the story like no, you're a weird adult. Oh,
she has a podcast called Guys Be Fucked. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks.
That's you.
This is why you don't come late, no, young man.
I listened to the episode with Ryan on it the other day. So it was,
Reese?
Yeah. Oh, it was a good episode.
So she grabbed your cock.
And then I'm like, what
you do? You can't do it.
She touched my Asian cock. You happy?
All right, I didn't meet.
Don't have to describe it
don't
as
say Asian.
Asian.
All right, I overcompensated on that.
Now we want to see
did,
it,
and now we already know.
So now I'm like,
we assume.
I'm like, yeah. So are we doing it? And she's like, I don't know you like that. And I'm like,
you talk yourself out of it.
What are you doing?
You rookie.
Yeah. What? No, and then she's like, do you have money? And I was like, what?
She was going to do it without the money.
Can't
and then she
you
goes
didn't
like this.
See that coming.
She does the hand gesture. She's like, if you have money, I'll do it. And I'm like,
that's the game.
I don't have money.
Your boy in the room already started. He ain't giving no money.
Did he start?
No.
And then I open up just to take a little peek.
Yeah.
And there I saw like shoes, you know, right when you open the door. And I was like, oh, no, they're not. And then I open it all the way. And he's laying there with his fucking hands over his eyes like, oh, what the fuck are we doing here?
And what's the other girl doing? And sucking him off?
She's just like sitting
touching
on his lap.
Thing?
And then like he's like, yo, this is bullshit.
She was trying to get cash too?
Yeah.
So they was trying to hustle y'all.
Yeah.
And you fucking fell for
it. Are you from New York?
I am, but I don't know.
How the fuck do you
not
know
not,
that?
I would have known.
Right,
I would
look,
I knew the second
in the
he started
morning.
The story.
I
could
they were
tell
at
by
the show though, and
child,
then afterwards.
You ain't down with no.
It's not like they were on the street. They were at the show, and afterwards they're like, "Y'all were funny."
Because the streets were slow.
It's a business tactic.
Yeah, the streets were slow, so they went to the club to try to meet motherfuckers.
How good was your set that night?
Were you at like LOL? Where were you?
It was good, but
it wasn't great. It was a great night.
It was good, but it wasn't like
it wasn't free pussy great.
It wasn't. I'll give this to you for free. Great.
You should have killed, nigga.
Then you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't have gotten the hand.
I was all you.
No, and then like they're like, I don't know why you guys are mad at us. Like, you know, we'll fuck you guys tomorrow. I just feel like we'd get to know you a little better tomorrow. And I'm
nah,
like,
it's a double tomorrow.
Yeah, like, the rates will go up. How did you
you're
not?
You're so young though, but he's 23.
And next time this happens to you, you will know right away.
Nah, fuck that. He's from New York. He should know that shit. At 23 years old,
I've had sex with five girls in my life.
Yeah. Okay.
And each of them
were
one each.
One each? Oh, one
each.
Time each.
Never
they
had repeat
back.
Business.
Never had repeat business.
No.
Why do you think that is?
Because you don't say cock.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a lot of effort to like.
Oh,
fuck.
It is.
What? No, it is. No, because I. No, when,
your
okay,
people
here's
built
the
wall.
In Manhattan, there's like 10 million people here.
Is
everyone
this
has
is this
a rotation.
An incel in creation?
And sometimes
you could
get,
be on that rotation.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Wait a minute. You never had a repeat? You never fucked a girl twice? Come on. Jen, help the nigga out.
That's an edit.
Yeah. Talk him up. Give him some advice.
Can we edit that out? That's an edit.
I mean,
that's
what, that you never fucked somebody more than
yeah,
once?
Yeah, that's. Can we edit? No, I'm kidding.
Please.
Okay, I'm going to put it in the description.
That's going to be the title of the episode.
You never fucked someone more than once?
There you go. That's the title.
So now remember, don't tell your next date to listen to this episode.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
But maybe it might be endearing to a girl to say, oh.
Tell the two girls from last night to listen. Maybe they'll give you a freebie.
Also, date younger people.
Oh, so here's my thing. I cannot date women my age.
Why?
Because
they're more mature than you.
No. Because they're like always on their phone. You know, when you're talking to someone.
Wait, do you like older ones?
Do you hang out with women?
Yeah, but I like hanging out with older because they're like, I'm an old soul. I know we just met, but I'm like, I really am. I'm like, Sherrod feels it.
Yeah, he's got an old soul.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, you know, they're always taking pictures of their food. They're doing this with the boomerang. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's like 40-year-olds. Yeah. 60-year-olds even.
Like, I do that shit.
That
I'm 31.
Me too.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to fuck you.
Well, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Wait till you see my ass.
He's got a nice ass. I've seen it.
He has a nice room on the Upper West Side. It's small, but.
The Belmont. No. So, I've never had repeat business. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Maybe you can help me out, doctor.
I mean, he is young, but you should have had repeat fucking by now.
Yeah. Do you, in your opinion, was the sex good all five times? Like, did you think it was good sex?
Did you think
she was enjoying herself? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had
fun. Did you notice her?
Well, here's the thing.
Did you know she was in the room? Yeah.
So maybe I didn't kill it hard enough to be asked back to the club.
In bed? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I just didn't get past.
How long do you last?
That's honest. That's honest.
I've actually never came during sex.
Wait a minute.
Okay, well, that's going to... Okay.
This is
that weird?
Let's get security. Security, get him out of here.
Can we edit that?
It's not an edit at all.
You never can... Listen, let me tell you a secret about yourself. You're a virgin. You're a virgin. Now, let's get to the bottom of it. For the love of God.
You've been putting in the wrong hole the whole time.
Nobody's
so
been
Jesus
back.
Jesus' eyes, you're a virgin.
He never came.
Christina, you and I are here for a reason.
Please help him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I now understand why this is all happening.
Yeah, this is. But yeah.
Every girl that you fucked, all five girls, are they older than you?
Yeah.
How much older?
They should be better at it too, though.
The oldest
they should have made them
was like 43.
But I feel like they're just like, I want to see what the kids are doing, and that's why they fuck you.
Okay.
I'm
wondering.
And then they're like,
I'm good. Stick back to my decade. Yeah. My decade's better.
Things have really changed.
I feel good about my life decisions after this.
And are you on top or are they on top?
There wasn't even a mess to clean
A lot of times it's in my car.
Oh, what? Come on.
No reason. It's just adds
Are you serious?
Did you bang a 43-year-old in your car?
Never represent yourself in a court of law, Andre Kim.
That is a...
Never. Two were in my car.
Two. And they were older women, like 40-something? They fucked
they're
you?
Like 20 or older.
How did...
They might have expected him to ask for money at the end, and then they didn't. And then they're like, oh, that's
free?
Okay, sure
you don't
need
anything?
Here's the thing. I finish, but then I have to, like, you know, work the...
You finish, so you did
wanker
cut.
Wanker a little, but it's not
wanker?
Like...
Wanker? You gotta
what
use
are these
big,
words?
Big boy words.
You know, you...
Big boy words.
Rub myself off a little bit.
You jerked off your dick.
For like a minute and a half. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You gotta read some books, man.
Wow.
I do read.
Do you watch porn?
Yeah, no, that's the problem. I know myself too well.
Okay, I could.
You're 23.
I don't know if it's the youngness or the Asian that's making you like this. I'm trying to figure it out. It's a combination.
This is fascinating.
This is very
fascinating.
He's a
man,
you're a tough case.
You're the exact opposite of all men that I have ever fucked. It's amazing.
Was that good?
No,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But it's, you know, it's interesting.
But you're young, though.
You're so young.
But at 23, I was fucking like crazy.
No 23-year-old is good at sex. I mean, some of them are.
Messy. I made a girl come for the first time two months ago, but with my fingers in the backseat of my car.
How do you know
the stain
that
is still there?
Your car gets a lot
Clean
of...
your car. Maybe that's the reason why they
yeah.
hit it back.
And wash your hands.
Stop.
Like, I would fuck you in your car, but there's a cum stain.
Would it kill you?
Stop fucking in a car.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to fuck in a bed. That's what they're for.
I have two roommates.
Okay.
They live in the same room as you?
Let them know you're there.
Well, you know,
in New York,
sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
Well,
in New York,
you
like,
know.
You know, you
shower sex.
It bounces
off
the wall.
You put the radio on.
You put the TV on.
You put a Slayer album on. Just
anything,
fucking,
yeah.
I feel bad because they're both teachers. They wake up at 6 a.m.
I feel like this podcast is going to end with a GoFundMe.
You know, comics, we go home at like fucking 8 a.m. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe you're just too nice of a guy.
Yeah.
You're too nice of a boy.
I learn a lot about you, Andre, and I see you a lot.
I'm not a
man. I see you like at gigs like almost every day.
See, he didn't. He never knew any of this.
No.
Neither did 30,000 people.
Me?
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
Oh, really?
Okay. I feel like, what are we doing? We
now,
hang
Tim,
out.
Let's ask Tim. We got a Tim on the line.
I forgot
here,
Tim.
Yeah, Tim, what do you think of all this?
We're taking
Tim,
cars.
You heard a young Andre's dilemma.
Wait, but there was one thing that Andre said to me that that does kind of make sense in context.
Oh, God.
My wee-wee?
This might be an edit.
So he invited me.
Get ready for
my wee-wee?
He met some girl after a show, and they had hooked up already, but she had a friend, so I was like, all right, I'll come by.
Oh, no, don't
say
it. All right.
He said to me that he had sex with her with a condom and it broke, and he's like, does this mean like she could get pregnant? And I was like, yes.
Oh, you know.
Yes, it does.
Andre.
I've been a bad black uncle to you.
Yeah, you have, Shiraz. You didn't know this until
this
now.
This is exactly why public schools need better sex education.
I was going to ask that because he's from Queens. What high school did you go to? Because I was like, my high school taught sex ed.
I went to public school in Baltimore, and even then it was like, I knew that.
Where'd you go to high school? Baltimore, though.
That's true. Flushing.
You went to Flushing High School?
Yeah.
That's not a bad school.
Yeah,
that's
not
a bad school.
That's the easiest school to get laid in, too, nigga.
I didn't get laid in high school.
Oh, boy.
That's okay. That's young.
It's not okay.
I mean,
high school was tough to get laid.
Good sex in high school. It was terrible.
Right,
no,
it's just a warm up.
I'm super skinny.
Right.
I'm Asian.
It was other Asians in Flushing, man.
Yeah.
They weren't getting laid.
You're buying into a bunch of bullshit that society told you about yourself.
Motivate the nigga.
Knock it off.
That's right.
Motivate him.
You are a motivator.
When you own yourself, start by saying the word cock. You know, just
own it. Own it.
Drop the voice a little bit. Let me hear the 28-year-old man in you say, yeah, a little lower.
Cock.
Okay.
That wasn't lower at all.
That was the same. It was...
He put some.
It
was like a repeat.
You gotta own yourself, man. You act like you're one big fucking walking apology. I'm sorry that
Boom.
I'm Asian. I'm sorry that I'm white. I'm sorry that I don't touch my baby. What?
Well, you gotta get yours.
Because
here's the thing. I've only gotten laid from comedy, and that kind of like.
Is that why you got
inside.
Into it?
Poor thing.
No, but like it's because of comedy. When they see you on that stage, they're like, oh, there's this other side of him.
No, you know why? Because it's because confidence.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's because you're displaying confidence on stage.
Yeah.
You believe in yourself.
Because we
take that shit off the stage, man.
We want to be hunted, like in a, you know.
Talk.
Consensual.
Right.
Way.
You got to be good
when you hunt something, it's always consensual.
We do want to be hunted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you step off stage and all of a sudden you're supposed to be back in the cave fucking painting on the walls or something, like I thought you were a hunter up there and now you're like gathering some fucking pieces together to fuck me in the back of your car. Like what is happening?
What kind of car do you have though?
Car do you have?
I have a Hyundai Accent.
Oh. What year?
Flash forward 5 years.
Every
Andre Kim's
Uber.
The next Harvey Weinstein.
We gotta get a GoFundMe to get him an Infiniti Q30.
Something with a bigger backseat.
Man, you gotta love yourself.
I do. No, it's just, I don't know.
You're just figuring.
Right
you're figuring it out. You're figuring
yeah.
it out.
She just jammed me up with that whole thing. I'm gonna have to re-listen.
I will say this: I'm hanging out with Andre. You know, he's interested in the people he spends his time with on a real level. Like, this is not his priority.
What?
His head is not in, like, the sex game, like,
no,
most
he
people.
No, he want pussy. No, he want pussy just
something.
Like everybody else.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me that.
Your
that was
level,
very nice.
I'm trying to help you out.
That was very nice.
Your
that was
level
sweet,
of success is directly related to your sexual energy.
Yeah.
Directly related to your sexual energy.
I heard
energy.
That in a TED Talk. That's true.
Yeah.
Preach.
But what about
it's
the sublimation of sexual energy? You know, Steven Spielberg in The Set of Jaws was a virgin. Do you know that?
No,
Jaws,
but you held on to that fact for the rest of your life. You framed that and you put it in your living room.
Are you kidding me? Of course. Of course I did.
Well, we need a bigger fucking boat,
the best
man.
Day of your life was when you learned that fact.
Steven Spielberg is an inspiration
that
to Jews who know
moment.
Him will fuck everywhere. Every synagogue.
Lord of mercy.
And he's doing well.
Wow.
He's got a wifey.
Yeah, he also had a divorce. He also had a divorce for $100 million, so it counts. When you know how to touch pussy, it
That's
helps.
That's how much you want a pussy.
Yeah.
It was $100 million to a billion.
But this goes for the ladies, too. Your sexual
to
energy.
A Jew.
Yeah. You want to make more money? Get more comfortable with your pussy.
I'm just saying.
I
can
100% step one, and you
that.
Don't need anyone else in the room for you to do
agreed.
That.
Agreed.
Well, here's another thing. I've been taking a couple months off of drinking.
Rock
right? so
on.
So when I go on, when I go on a date with girls, and they're drinking, I'm buying them drinks, and I'm not drinking, they... It's weird. Like, that adds to
the... I'm in the same... I'm not drinking right now, too.
Yeah, I don't know what
I
to
just
do.
Drink club soda, and they ask me. They go, you know, are you not
What's
drinking?
What's wrong? What happened?
I go, yeah, no, I'm not drinking right now. Sorry.
Drink a Sleeping on dates, though, is fucked up because then you get nervous and you drink more and then you wind up being
version.
And then it's
just
tomorrow morning and I'm like, what?
Have confidence in you're not drinking.
Yeah.
Right. Be like, yeah, I'm not drinking
right
now.
Which is hard, but it just takes practice.
Yeah.
Right.
But go on dates for practice. Have that in your head.
Right. Yeah. But I've noticed, like, no matter what, they're like, why aren't you drinking? And I'm like, I'll make something up. Like, I just took my medication.
I'm not drinking right now.
Yeah. You don't, why are you?
You don't have to explain it. If they judge you for that, fuck them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I personally love dating dudes who don't drink. Yeah. I mean, it's nice.
Okay.
It's nice for a little while.
Yeah, 23.
Don't try to tell me
about that.
No, that shit ain't nice. That shit is that's ginger ale. But that's nice for a minute.
Pussy.
Just like going vegan. Going vegan for 2 weeks. Yeah, but then you're back to fucking good old American fucking drinking.
It is after dating somebody who didn't drink for a long time, and then you go on dates and they're like, oh my God, you drink alcohol? You're fun? Oh yeah.
Right.
But I get it.
I was completely sober for 18 months. It was where most of my life turned the fuck around. The guy that I'm with now met me during that time. And
right.
It was like, oh shit, yeah, this is what it's like to actually get to know someone.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to make that like a non-negotiable right now. Like, I'm looking for people who aren't drinking.
Motivate that motherfucker.
Yeah, wow, you're so motivational.
Try having a standard. Make people work for you.
For you.
Now I want to be sober.
Make them work for you, young Andre.
It's going to make me tear up.
Stop
no,
being
but,
apologetic.
Yeah, well, here's another thing. Let me ask you guys. After a show, like if there's a pretty girl, I usually like try to get them to follow me on Instagram, and then I'll try to DM them like a little bitch.
You sneaky nigga. Let's get the number.
Just get their number?
Yes.
Yeah, do you plug your hand on stage, or do you give it?
No, afterwards, I'm like, hey, you should follow me on Instagram.
That's not a bad thing, though. I've done that.
Yeah, because numbers are a little too, because if they're on the fence.
Too direct.
But then I could stalk your Instagram.
Right.
Well, you tell them to follow you. Don't you follow them.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, yeah.
And then
follow
I'll DM
me,
them like a little bitch, like, hey.
Yeah, but that's like, where you're fucking up right there, that connotation, like a little bitch.
It's not like you're not acting like a little bitch. You're making the first move.
Yeah,
we can feel that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this guy thinks he's being a little bitch.
Women can sniff.
We vibe.
Yeah. If you're not confident, we smell it.
We vibe on it.
And we run away and dry up.
So it's not your dick. It's not your race. It's not your height. It's not your weight.
It's not your age.
It's confidence.
It's confidence.
What do you think, Tim?
I can't believe you didn't know those. Yeah, Timmy, what
did
you say? What
do you call?
Just your air.
Tim, over to you.
You got to be there to be in this conversation.
True.
It's tough on the phone
this
sometimes. It's tough.
But I will. Only advice I will give you, my brother, is, yo, dude, you just got to have more swag, man. Give her the phone and say, yo, put your number in the phone.
Yeah.
Yes. If she don't do it, that's her loss.
That's fine.
And then you know. It's like, great, move on.
Good.
Yeah.
No games.
And you could do it like as an experiment. Like, you go to a show next time, you go, I'm going to talk to a girl and I'm going to do this, but I'm just going to do it to see how it goes and how I feel, not to like fuck the girl, like actually do that, but just go and just pretend. Play pretend and then go up to her and talk.
You know what's a fun game?
Low stakes.
Don't worry about the outcome, man.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Never care about, because look, things, sometimes you win when you lose.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Like, never look at it like, ooh, this needs to happen.
That's true.
Always like, whatever, you know?
Yep.
And
see
be
where
life,
it goes.
Be the life of the party like you're on stage, man, you know?
That's true.
Your job
good
is
advice.
To make people feel good. That's how I look at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yep.
Good advice,
a fun game you can play, because don't focus just on, okay, I'm doing this thing in this way to practice talking to girls. You can go out and just collect as many no's as you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just collect no's. I do this all the time. If I'm in the middle of like a bunch of pitches and like giving a shit about what people think about me, I'm like, all right, it's the no game. And I go out, and when I order coffee, I say, can I have this for free? And if they say no, I'm like, cool, I got a no. If
they ever
say
yes?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. People
what?
Say
yeah,
yes to
say
shit
yeah.
all the time because no one asks
can
for
I have
anything.
This for free?
Yeah.
So
well
you go
done.
Out and I ask for free Ubers. I ask for like,
that's like me
anything
on a date.
And everything. Yes, that's right.
Can you pay for me?
Like,
can I have this
for
free?
The steak is on you, right?
Pussy's free, right?
I just date the world. And it works out.
I don't
out.
Think that tactic will work for you very much.
It already works.
Yeah.
I run fast.
But it helps you neutralize not giving a shit about hearing no.
You know what you should do? Go to a park and just try to talk to as many girls as possible.
I should.
And just if you'll get rejected,
that guy
not
to me
not
in a park
from a park.
No,
though.
not even for like just for like to go and get that out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Like, get
and
out
well,
of
that's
it.
An environment where they're probably gonna say no because they're at a fucking park and they're relaxing.
Yeah,
so just, that's good. That's
just
you know.
Talk to them though. Just
and every Law and Order starts that way.
Why limit it to just girls? ask a couple guys out.
Get a homeless guy going.
Get a work.
Yeah.
Work.
Talk to some dogs. You might have something to learn about yourself.
Yeah. Jeremy? Well, no.
One limited choice.
There might be a reason you haven't gotten off with a woman yet.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Explore. You got to explore yourself. You got to explore yourself, goddamn.
I feel good. This is a good therapy session.
But it's funny how you go in already, like, they can smell that fucking insecurity on you.
They can.
Oh, yeah.
From a mile away.
Yeah.
They can. That's why I stopped smoking pot, because I had, you know,
you gave yourself
just
anxiety?
In my own head. Yeah. Mm. You know?
You start doing Molly.
Oh, it's a fun one.
That's a good one.
I've never
that's
done
a
that.
Good one.
God, Molly's great.
You think that'd get him out
I'd
his
lean,
box?
I'd lean more. Yeah. I'd lean more towards
I do, actually.
Yeah, I'd to love everybody.
I would lean
good.
If you want to, like, go inside and learn something about yourself.
Yeah.
No, Shroom, you're not going to freak out. Don't be scared. But I think, you know, Molly, you
he
never
might.
Know. When what is it cut with? What's going on?
I thought
with
we were
chemicals?
Trying to turn his life around.
No.
Yeah,
to make
and I'm saying
it.
Do Molly. We're turning over all
MDMA,
the shelves.
MDMA, motherfucker.
Turn him back.
Do them both at the same time.
You know, try heroin, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that one.
Really get out of your comfort zone.
You're sober, do Molly. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I heard that Steven Spielberg was on heroin when he first... Yeah.
Goddamn right.
All right, that's a wrap. We're going to close it up. We got some plugs. Pluggy plugs?
Yeah, next Wednesday, the 18th, I'm at Stand Up New York with a show called Conscious Comedy. I have Rebecca Rush, Camille Theobald, Kate Wolf, and your girl, Jen Litter. It's
some
be
funny
awesome
women.
Lineup.
That's fun. That's fun. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Come feel good.
There we go. Chrissy Chris.
Can I plug my podcast? Is that allowed?
Indeed. Yes, of course.
Not on
my podcast.
I didn't know if it was like against Race podcast. Wars policy.
No. Why would we?
God, check my podcast, Sweet Buddies, SUITE Buddies. It's me and my two roommates, Alex Pavone and Mike Albanese. We just shoot the shit. And I'm going to be in LA the next 3 weeks. So if you're out there,
there you go.
I'm going to put
what
you
doing
Instagram.
Out there?
Just shows and
okay.
Going to Lake Tahoe.
Nice.
I'm jacked about that.
Nice.
Always good. Yeah. Pluggy?
Follow me on Instagram at. I can't come. No, no. Follow me on Instagram at
wow, you really know your song.
At Andre Kim Jr. JUNIOR and that's it. Thanks.
Boom.
All right. Follow me on Twitter. It's just my name at Jeremy Shaftel. Last name is Schaftel. I'm in. If anybody's listening in Scranton, Pennsylvania, I'm doing a half hour at the Irish Wolf Pub.
Oh, we got a big following out there. Make sure
Friday
y'all
at 8 p.m. I don't know who is going to be there.
You. Who cares out?
Yeah.
All we need to know is you.
But you'll see me for 30 minutes getting real vulnerable.
Okay.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christina Hutch on all social media. Guys We Fucked is the podcast.
Yes.
I'll be in Seattle this weekend at Bellevue and Parlor Live, and then next week in Irvine Improv.
Boom!
Yeah.
Got him. Race Wars, baby. Don't forget that. Yeah, I'm going to be in Nantucket for that comedy festival this weekend. Ooh. Then I'm coming back for Skank Fest this week, too, for Sunday, for Big James, and I'm fucking Skank Fest. Make sure you get your reservations for Me Familia Part 2 at the Comedy Cellar. Ricky Velez, Jamanika Saunders, Big J, Rachel Feinstein, and Reggie Conquest, and Ryan Reese. That's going to be July 24th, 10 p.m., ComedyCellar.com. Get your tickets. And don't forget August 14th, me and Pete Lee's birthday at the Comedy Cellar.
He's coming
August
back?
14th, he's coming back for it.
You're a Leo.
I'm a Leo.
Oh,
it makes so much sense. That's going to be August 14th, 10 p.m., Comedy Cellar. Go to ComedyCellar.com or SmallWorldComedy.com. Andre?
No.
Oh, you want to be on that show or something?
Oh, you were saying I was.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, you on it. Race Wars, baby. We here. Patreon.
Hey.
Got her.